the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, we couldn't be happier than to have you with us tonight. Did Tommy Lahren really say that? That's going to be one of the things we talk about tonight. And in the ladies' lounge tonight, Lady Britt McHenry, formerly of ESPN, will be with us. She literally just got off a plane from Scotland, where she spent a few days resting and relaxing. Welcome into a great Saturday evening. We couldn't be happier than to have you with us. A live look at the beautiful Times Square area. If you're in New York tonight, that's what you get to fight and argue with. Anyway, hi, kids. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. I've got some interesting things I want to talk with you about tonight. One of them has to do with the 4th of July. Did you have a happy 4th? Everybody have a happy 4th? Kyle, you had a happy 4th? I mean, other than your car breaking down, that's not so good. But other than that, you had a good happy 4th. I saw a liberal congressman walking in the parade that I attended, and I wanted to run out and, like, yank his shorts down. Give him a noogie. But I didn't do that. But the McCulloughs had a nice 4th. You know what I saw, though, that bothered me? This was, I don't know why it bothers me. In fact, I need your help to figure this out. 888-340-3373. There was this thing that I kept seeing on Instagram. Friends of mine, co-workers of mine, colleagues of mine, Fox News associates of mine, family members of mine, and people in all these different categories were posting something that bothered, and this is what bothered me. They were all doing selfies from other countries on Earth. Like, they took, and I know that this was a weird 4th of July year, right? Because it was the Wednesday, which is the dead center of the week, and so you can't lump it together with, like, a Monday and make it a long weekend. You have to take, like, 2 days of vacation in either direction to get it. And, you know, some people don't want to do that. So you can say, well, I'm going to stick around, work the two little mini weeks around each side, and then take the one holiday. Or you have to take, like, the whole, like, batch of 2 or 3 days at a time to you know, get anything worth done. So I'm sitting there, but I'm looking at my Instagram, and I'm like, oh, they're out of the country. Why are they? And then this one's out of the country. And then this one's over here out of the country. And, like, I'm not saying that you don't have the right to celebrate July 4th in any way that you want to. Like, it's obviously, that's the beauty of America, right? We're free, we can do whatever. But I guess, I don't know why this nagged at me, but I started getting annoyed at seeing these pictures of people that had fled the country for July 4th. Now, I think even my guest in the second hour tonight, I think Britt McHenry actually went to Scotland and was there over the 4th holiday specifically, or maybe she went just after it, I'm not sure. And I'm not judging anybody. And I know that for her personally, it was like she had saved up for like 6 months to go on this thing. And her dad's a pilot and they had a limited number of days that they could get the tickets. And she was trying to. I get all of that. That's fine. But for people, celebrities and well-to-dos and business owners and other that purposefully got up and left the country over July 4th. This is what I think started to bother me. And I'm sitting there going, you know, there's other holidays that it's kind of cool to be outside the country for the holiday. Like, for instance, the lovely bride, before we die, she would like to experience Christmas in London one time. Because London's just supposed to be this magical city at Christmas time. For us, the first time we were in New York for Christmas, it was magical. And then we'd tell everybody, hey, you got to come to New York for Christmas. And they're like, why would we go to New York for Christmas? Because it's really cool. The city's decked out nice. It's all very, very cool. So I get that there may be holidays where people want to go other places, but I don't understand why you would aim your purposeful overseas or out-of-country travel for July 4th. Like, and I don't know, maybe it's because I took my 3-year-old daughter, you know, the little ankle biter Charlotte, maybe it's because I took her to her first July 4th parade this year and she was wearing the little picnic apron dress, you know, the red and white check, and she just looked so cute. She had a little American flag bow and this and that. I mean, she was, her mom decked her out to the T. And we were playing. Well, I made a whole playlist of just silly patriotic music. Like, I'll pull it up here. I'll tell you what's on the list. I had a, let's see, we had Leslie Odom Jr., America the Beautiful. We had the Whitney Houston Star Spangled Banner from, you know, the Super Bowl when she sang it that one year. And just like, wow, it's just like, you just like greatest live performance of the anthem ever done. And then I had like Ray Charles. And I had, you know, other people on this list. And, I don't know. We were, like, singing patriotic songs around the pancakes on July 4th morning. And, like, I don't know. It was just weird. And then I'm looking through Instagram, and there's all these people. I got one friend. He's touring Italy. And he and his wife and his daughter, they're all going, you know, to these, you know, grape vineyards. And there's pictures of them in grapevines on July 4th. And I'm like, but it's July 4th. Like, they didn't have any fireworks in the wine field that night. Like, I don't know. Like, am I weird like this? Is that the wrong holiday to leave the country on? 888-340-3373. Now, I'm not saying that I'm right. And I'm not even saying that I purposefully thought that. I just couldn't figure out why I was getting worked up and kind of irritated at all of these posts on social media of my friends and people I know and colleagues in the media business and so forth that were all out of the country. And I get, you know, you can take your vacation wherever you want to. And I'm not going to tell anybody when to go on vacation and when not. But I couldn't figure out for me why it bothered me so much. Can you tell me why it bothers me so much? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I felt like I needed therapy by the end of the day because I was like, there's another dang one. Where are you people? Maybe they just don't want to be in Trump's America anymore. I don't know. But I'm seriously wanting to find out what's wrong with me that it bothered me so much. Is that strange? Seems strange to me. 888-340-3373. Now, there's this other story I want to talk about tonight, too. Do you know who Tommy Lahren is? Actually, let's go to the big board. Ivan, if we can put the big board up, we'll discuss the... So, Tommy Lahren is all the way over to the left of your screen, if you're watching by way of radio. She's the blonde that's on that side of the screen, and Britt McHenry is the blonde that's on the other side of the screen. And on the far left side of the screen, Tommy Lahren is there, and she... used to be on the Blaze Network, and now she's a Fox News contributor, and she's famous. What she really got famous for, and that's good on the big board. We're done. What she's really famous for is these rants that she does by video, and it used to be the end of her show on the Blaze Network. She would do these rants, and it was something on point or Tommy on point or Tommy's mad about something, or I don't know what it was called, but it was something. You know, really on point. And so she would always pick something and then she would just rip into whatever it was. Well, she ripped into something this week that as a conservative, I went, who are you? I don't get this. And what I want to do is take your calls on this as well. But she basically said that conservatives should not in any way hope to overturn Roe v. Wade. With Trump's judicial pick, and that if we make an issue of that, we risk losing the future elections in 18 and in 20. And she based it on this idea that 42% of the country love Roe v. Wade, and they want to see it permanently kept forever, and blah blah blah. And this, you know, we're alienating Democrats and libertarians and all this other stuff if we say that we want to see Roe v. Wade overturned. Well, I have a problem with that. I don't think that, first of all, this is the president that you want to have in place to say, oh, please give us another establishment flake on the Supreme Court so that they can, you know, be wishy-washy for the rest of history. I don't think that that's the kind of administration that Trump wanted to run when he came into power. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's just a total establishment guy. Maybe he loves the status quo. Maybe he's not going to disrupt anything. But this is the argument that she makes. And so when we come back from break, I'll get into that. And we'll take your calls. If you agree with her, if you disagree with her, listen to what she has to say, and then we'll take the calls just after that. But I'm also, all night long, I'm very interested if you have an opinion about what you think the problem is that I was so bothered about all of my friends and colleagues and so forth of people leaving the country for July 4th. Like, Easter in the Holy Land, that makes sense. Christmas in London, the lovely bride, that makes sense. July 4th? Somewhere else? Just didn't make sense to me. And I don't know why it bothered me, but it did. Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe I want to be with him. I don't know. Help me figure that out. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And then Britt McHenry will be with us in the ladies' lounge when we get to that portion of the show in hour number two. Coming right back, Radio Night Live in New York.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at Lord's Diamond. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, you know, 2 days after July 4th, that patriotic of all patriotic holidays. Call and get your 2018 Financial Survival Kit, and when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and thank you for joining us on some 300 radio outlets across the country and the 66 million households on the beautiful Biz TV television network. We are honored to be in every single household that welcomes us in on a Saturday. And those of you that want to, we've also got the video chat open on the Facebook Live page. So you can go over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01, and check us out there. Even leave a comment. I may, in fact, comment back during the break. That often happens. But I'm very interested in your thoughts and your phone calls in my next topic. This last week, Tommy Lahren of Fox News Channel Now, she's a Fox News contributor, has a final commentary, final thoughts is what she calls it. Very inventive name there. And she usually rants on something rather dramatic. I think this is a little over 2 minutes, but this is her rant from just yesterday or the day before on the Fox News Insider website. Take a listen to this.
I'm going to say something my fellow conservatives and Trump supporters may not like, but I must be true to my beliefs, whatever the party line. So it's time for final thoughts. Pressing for a Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade would be a huge mistake. Yes, the new high court vacancy is a huge opportunity for conservative values and principles. I get it. And I understand the passion behind the pro-life movement. But to use conservatives' newfound power and pull to challenge a decision that, according to a new Quinnipiac poll, most Americans support would be a mistake. This president is winning for the American people on the economy, foreign policy, and tax reform. These are areas that benefit all Americans, regardless of religion or social beliefs. If we continue to focus on these things and immigration, we'll sail into 2020 with all three branches in our control. That's how we get things done for the American people. That's how we win. Let's go after sanctuary cities and push for voter ID laws. We lose when we start tampering with social issues. Consider this. When Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch got to his confirmation hearings with the Senate Judiciary Committee, he was grilled on the so-called Trump litmus test on abortion. He responded by telling Senator Lindsey Graham he would have walked out the door if Trump had asked him to overturn Roe. Even if conservatives decide to go for the Roe v. Wade jugular, it's unlikely to succeed. Legal tradition makes it harder to overturn a past decision unless there are strong grounds for doing so. And a departure from precedent like Roe, which has since been upheld by other cases, is even harder to come by. During his hearing, Justice Gorsuch made a point of noting the decision had already been reaffirmed several times. Do we really want to fight for this, alienate Democrats, moderates, and libertarians, all to lose in the end anyway? That's a risk I don't think is worth taking. And I'm saying this as someone who would personally choose life, but also feels it's not the government's place to dictate. This isn't a black and white issue, and I would never judge anyone in that position. I believe the way to encourage someone to choose life is to treat her with compassion, understanding, and love, not government regulation. Because let's be honest, the federal government does few things well, and I believe regulating social issues is an area where it fails. Let the churches, the nonprofits, and the community groups step in, not almighty Uncle Sam. But those are my final thoughts. Feel free to disagree. From LA, God bless, and take care.
No, she did happy hands there at the end. Did you see that? Take care. It's very, very cute. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So here's my question to you. She says that this is a loser. That it's a loser to want the justice that the Trump team will name to, you know, on Monday evening at 9 o'clock. He's gonna hold the big press conference. That this is a loser for the people that support the president. It's a loser for this year's election cycle. It's a loser for the 2020 election cycle. These are all the things that she implies. But she also just flat out says some things. She says some things that are kind of interesting. She says, for example, that it's a big mistake to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a big mistake for conservatives. She went on to say, I'm saying this as someone who would personally choose life, but also feels it's not the government's place to dictate. It's not a black and white issue, and I would never judge anyone in that position. Okay, I've got a load to say about this, but I would love to know what you have to say. First of all, to her premise, is this a losing proposition if the president says, and by the way, I don't think that the president's going to say, well, I'm picking Justice so-and-so for the Supreme Court because they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. I don't think he's even going about the process that way. So the whole reason she's even bringing this up to me is a little bit of a straw man to begin with. Like, you're protesting something that's not even happening. There's no pro-life groups marching in the street saying, demand a pro-life judge now. Like, I haven't seen anything like that. Everything I've seen, people like me who are adamantly pro-life are saying things like, well, what I want is a justice that will interpret the Constitution as it is written on the page. I don't want to be told about how it's evolving and growing and doing other things that it's not doing. I want a judge that will say, well, the words on the page said this, and that's what it means. That's what I want the judge to be about, to do. I don't think that you're going to have the president demanding anyone overturn any case, Obamacare, Roe v. Wade, anything else. I think he's looking for a judicial temperament. But even if he did, is Tommy's premise an accurate one? That most people in America would be turned off if the judges on the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We've got limited time to discuss this. I want you to get your phone calls in so that we can have a good discussion about it. And if you disagree with me, I'll put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I got three phone lines open and ready for your calls now. 888-340-3373. Now, let me just tell you a couple of things of my own observations about things that she's saying. Tommy's got six problems that I can count at least in that commentary. One is she appears to oppose the Declaration of Independence. How'd you get that, Kev? Well, because she talks all about how this is no big deal and that we can't take a side on this. She doesn't choose a side. But that we've got to talk about taxes and we've got to talk about immigration and we've got to talk about these other things. But if you don't talk about the person's individual liberty, taxes and immigration and the rest of it doesn't matter, right? I mean, if you think about it like this, if we're not, according to the Declaration, given the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and life comes first, by the way, in those three, did you notice that? You can't have liberty if you're not breathing, nor can you pursue happiness. And I'm going to assume, for the founder's sake, that at the minimum that means that I should be able to live without someone trying to kill me. I think that's a minimum barrier of what pursuing happiness might mean. But it's like she doesn't recognize that the Declaration protects the child as someone who is alive, has the right to liberty, has the right to pursue happiness. What do you think? Do you think most Americans disagree with the Declaration of Independence? Tommy evidently does. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373. This is a conversation, 888-340-3373. I want your thoughts, and again, if you disagree, you get to go to the top of the heap, the front of the line, top of the stack. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live! Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC.
800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get 2 standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the 2 free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with 2 standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
I just want to say hi to those watching in the chat room tonight on Facebook.com/KMC01. Joanne is there. She says July 4th is honoring our military, gave us our freedom here in the good old USA. See, that's what I think. I was asking, am I weird for thinking that it's strange that people were leaving the country for July 4th holiday? Bruce Brown says, I don't think so. And Frank said, you gave the coin away already. I see. No, we didn't. Actually, we haven't awarded the coin. We drew the name on the 6th, but we don't announce it until the 9th on my Monday show, and then I'll announce it here on the Saturday show next week for those of you that registered through this broadcast. So that's the latest with the gold coin and what we're doing there. But Susan has weighed in. There's a lot of people over there. Thank you guys for being there. Appreciate you being here. 888-340-3373. We're talking about Tommy Lahren's, and it doesn't have to be her, it could be anybody, but if a conservative said that it would be a big mistake to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, when I think about why I got into news editorial and commentary, I went to my first campaign job when I was 6 years old. My parents, there was a guy running for Congress, he was pro-life. He was running against somebody who was pro-abortion. We supported him because he was pro-life, and I helped stuff envelopes, and I helped, do whatever I could at the campaign office. I was 6 years old, first campaign I ever worked. And from that point to this, the overriding drive to protect unborn children has been something that has motivated me tremendously. That was reinforced even more when I became a dad. There's something amazing about holding your own flesh and blood in your hands and arms, and you go, whoa, this is not just a clump of cells. This is something rather remarkable. So I've never heard a conservative say that to overturn Roe v. Wade would be a big mistake. I've heard liberals say that. I've heard progressives say that. I've heard atheists say that. I've heard godless people say that. I've heard all kinds of anarchists say that. I've never heard conservatives say that. So I don't think she like even, like, how do you say that and believe in the Declaration of Independence? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. How do you say that? My second point, how do you say that and agree with the First Amendment? Every person has the right to speak and has the right to be a person of faith, has the right to assemble. You can't say that you believe that those people have those rights if you believe that it's okay to kill them. Like, it just doesn't work. So there's some cognitive dissonance between Tommy's position and the Declaration. There's some cognitive difference between Tommy's position and the Constitution. Then she goes on to say that she would, well, she in other places, she didn't say it in that commentary, but in other places, she espouses Christianity. She wears a cross a lot of times, and she talks about, you know, what she believes, and as a Christian, she'll use the term as a Christian somewhat regularly. I think that it's really rather remarkable that you can have someone who's a Christian say this isn't black and white, that it's not, there's no right or wrong here. And that's always followed up with, by the way, the, well, and I could never judge anybody. It's as though if you happen to believe that protecting the life of the baby somehow makes you judgmental. And I would just welcome Tommy to join me at a crisis pregnancy center somewhere where you have all the staff that are there that believe that that baby's a precious being, that God made that child. But at the same time, they're not judging the woman. They're trying to help her, giving her resources, skill sets, education, training, all kinds of things to help her, you know, get on with her life. Now, Tommy's main reason, again, why she said all of this is because she thinks it's going to be a loser for the elections in 18 and 20. I want to know if you agree with that. Does it make you less likely to support, you know, the president or the president's party if you know that he put up a judge that may overturn Roe v. Wade? I want to know. Does it even factor in? Or does you making more money in your paycheck, does that matter? The tax cuts, the deregulations, the other things that he's done to allow employers to be able to free up more capital to pay their staff, does that count more? By the way, I stumbled across the election strategies for the two parties today. Do you want to hear them? Who wants to hear the election? Okay. So the Republicans are going to run on this. The economy's better, more jobs, higher wages, keep the progress going. The Democrats are going to run on this. Hey, you're an illegal? Come over here to this voter registration booth. We've got a card for you to sign. No good. That's their idea of voter outreach. New votes. Everyone that comes across the border. Have you signed up to vote yet? Come on over. California, we don't even check driver's licenses. You could be anybody. Vote. In fact, we may give you 5 or 6 if we think it's worth it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. What's your thought?
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Beautiful night in New York. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open. I'm very curious as to your thoughts about, well, if you agree or disagree with the premise that if Republicans hope to overturn Roe v. Wade, that it's going to somehow hurt their electoral process. That people are going to be so outraged about that, they're going to want to go back to the Democrats on taxes and wages and jobs. Like, is that reasonable? Does it really throw a curveball into the mix? Is Tommy right? Is Tommy Lahren right when she said that? She went on to say that she's also personally pro-life, but she feels it's not the government's place to dictate. Now let me address this for a second, because if there's ever been a situation in which the government's been dictating something about the abortion issue, it's that the government has ensured that we have killed 60 million children. Like, the government dictated that those kids died. So I'm not exactly sure what Tommy's referring to. When she says that, you know, that she's personally someone who would choose life, but that she doesn't want the government to dictate. What is she saying? She's okay with them dictating that the kids will then just go ahead and die?
See, I think this is where we get the media has had an upper hand for far too long telling a dishonest narrative that I think we got to keep reminding people of, and that is this. If the issue is about the woman or her feelings, then that's a separate, that's a different conversation. But if the issue is about whether or not what you kill in an abortion, because something is alive and then something has to be killed, okay? So it is alive and then it dies. And if that thing that dies is living and then is killed is a human being, then it's not about the mom at all. Like, it's really not. Like, because that's a human. That is a person that has inalienable, according to our founding documents, what our documents say, that it has an inalienable right. It cannot be taken away by government, the right for that person to live. That there is a moral good. This is why we have murder laws on the books, by the way. We say it's a moral crime to kill another innocent human being. Now, we make exceptions for that. If there is a criminal human being who's trying to take your life, you can kill them. We're okay with that. Almost all the time, we're never going to convict you of anything. If a bad guy is trying to kill you and you kill them in the process, our society judges that as differently than someone who kills an innocent human being, right? We also make the exception for war. We say, well, if these nations are locked in global conflict, if it's just, then there's a rationale behind it. Then we give our military permission to take life under the presupposition that the war is just. But we are very, very, very particular about this idea of taking someone who did nothing wrong, taking their life. We get very specific about degrees of crime that it is. In fact, in California, after the Scott Peterson trial, they convicted him of two murders when he killed his wife because she was pregnant with their daughter at the same time. Do you remember that? He stood convicted of a double homicide because there was a child and a mom that he took the life of both, and both were innocent. Both were not attacking him. Both were not, whatever his disagreement with them were, they had not done anything that our society deemed worthy of taking their innocent life. Does that make sense? 888-340-3373. So here you've got Tommy talking about how this is a losing issue and how it's just going to alienate middle-of-the-road voters. By the way, I don't think that the Republicans are alienating middle-of-the-roaders. I think the crazies in the Democratic Party are. I think when they start talking about having open borders and letting everybody come in for no reason at all and, socialized medicine and all the rest of it, I think a lot of people in the middle, even slightly left of center, go, ooh, this is not really where we want. We're just a union household. We vote Democrat because we need to get our, you know, we want to have a safety net in case the union, in case the factory shuts down. I think there's a lot of people that are not anywhere near where this Ortega Cortez, whatever her name is, in the congressional district in New York, 14th, that everybody's like saying, oh, this is the second coming of Barack Obama, this young Hispanic Latina, she's going to take us to the promised land. I don't know that that's going to happen. But I do know that the Bernie Sanders ideas that she puts forward, I think that pushes more and more people towards Trump. But I also think that there's a lot of those union households in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio that were never with the Democrats on the abortion issue to begin with. I think there's a lot of those households of people that go to church and that know that God says a certain thing about the life of an innocent person and that what he has to say matters. I wish that my fellow conservative, and I don't like attacking other conservatives, I don't like criticizing them, but Tommy's talking crazy stuff in that video clip I played for you, which she just recorded yesterday. She's out there saying this is terrible. We've got to move away from this. It's going to alienate people in the next several elections. I think if the president picks a strong, original intent Supreme Court judge for us for the Supreme Court on Monday night, I think he's going to win bigger margins in 20. I think he's going to add more seats to Congress this fall. I really do. I think that people sent him to Washington as much to remake the Supreme Court out of the activist branch that it has kind of turned into and turn it back into a more traditional observer of the law. I think they voted for him very much as much that reason as any of his economic policies. And maybe both of them combined in a lot of cases. 888-340-3373. But do you agree or disagree? If you disagree, I'll put you to the front of the line. You don't have to be afraid. If you want to be anonymous, we'll take your call on that as well. You can log in. But I'm very keen on wondering what you think about this. I've got a couple of other points I wanted to make about Tommy's thinking on this, but I'll get to those when we continue and close up shop on hour one. We'll do that coming right back from this next break. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. If you're watching on Biz TV, phone lines open to you as well, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And glad to have you with us on a Saturday night. Brought to you in part by Balance of Nature, MyPillow, and, of course, the good folks at Landmark Capital. All hoping your Saturday night's a good one. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, you know, 2 days after July 4th. That patriotic of all patriotic holidays. Call and get your 2018 financial survival kit, and when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. 888-340-3373, Radio Night Live, and we're always thankful to have you with us on Biz Television, Biz TV, colloquially known across the country, and on great radio stations coast to coast as well. Sometimes Saturday nights are a little bit sleepy. Sometimes we have a little more fun than others, and I'm looking forward to welcoming to the Ladies Lounge for the first time, Britt McHenry, next hour. She's been with us as a guest, but this will be the first time in the news segments, but this will be the first time we've highlighted and profiled her in the Ladies Lounge. I'm looking forward to that. Let's go to the phones. Angelia is calling us from East Point, Georgia. She's on line one. Hi, Angelia. Welcome.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, by the way.
Well, we appreciate you being here. What are your thoughts about what we've been talking about this hour?
Well, I'm thinking that Christians are not the only ones that are hypocrites. The minute that you don't agree with somebody, they throw out the hypocrite thing, or they bring up something that you're doing, and so they. Anyway, I think it's sad, first of all, that we have killed all of these unborn babies.
Yeah.
I mean, if
Angelia, let me ask you this: Do you think that if the president names a justice that eventually votes to overturn Roe v. Wade, do you think that hurts him or his standing with Americans for the 2020 elections?
Well, it wouldn't for me. I would be all for it.
Okay.
But I think.
What about the majority of the people that you know? Are they really hardcore saying we've got to keep abortion currently the way it is?
Well, I think that most Christians would not feel that way, yeah. But I think the mainstream America would feel that way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting to see because. I actually don't think it's going to be overturned fully. I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, we should have never decided this, and they're going to send it back to the states, and then I think you're going to have different states with different laws. That's the way I think it's going to end up being decided eventually. But we'll see. But I think you're right, Angelia, and thank you for the call. You bring up a very important point. Sometimes when people on the right talk about substance, and they talk about consistency, and they talk about rational thought. The left goes, yeah, but you had somebody in your camp that one time did the opposite. See, it's easy to be the party of no principles because then you can never be accused of being hypocritical, right? Whereas if you talk about principles, then eventually someone breaks one, and then they say, well, you have a hypocrite. Well, yeah, but that's different than you guys. You have no principles to be hypocritical too. You know, yeah, it's sad if there's a pastor who takes his daughter to go get an abortion somewhere. You know, the one out of every 3,000 that has done that. But that doesn't mean that the principle's wrong. It just means, you know, he had a struggle of some sort. Anyway, we'll get to this and more. We'll take more of your calls before it's done as well. And I also want to get my thoughts on this whole leaving America for July 4th. Nobody weighed in on that, and we'll see if we can rally up some conversation on that in hour number two. That's coming up next. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 1-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, 2 days after July 4th. That patriotic of all patriotic holidays, call and get your 2018 financial survival kit. And when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.